Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Got to vent a little bit in today's session. This has been marinating.
Love a good vent.
Yeah, this has been marinating a little bit. It's definitely relevant to what we talk about and how we try to provide good advice for folks. But seen a rash of 2028 and 2029 graduates. I think even in some cases, some 2027s that this can be applicable to. But guys throwing and working out as freshmen in high school, eighth graders, and paying a bunch of money to go to a workout at that age. I personally, right, this is not an indictment on any of the organizations that do this. This is a business. It is people's right. And they can go and work their kids out wherever they want, whenever they want. But I think that given what we know, the current landscape of college baseball, I think that most people would be much better served to focus on development and not rush to the exposure specifically at that age. There's no college coach in the country who cares how hard you throw a ball as an eighth grader anymore. The days of guys early committing, and at least the way the rules stand now, it's not a thing. Coaches are, even the best programs in the country, aren't doing more than just identifying guys that are in the 2027 class. So I think it's rather premature to spend money, especially for Northeast kids, to throw the last week of January, the first week of February, when you're not going to play a meaningful game for another 6 or 8 weeks. We've talked about the health implications of that. But I think it's a rush. I think it's people scrambling to try to get exposure and not understanding that at this point, even if you go and put up good numbers there, the most that anybody will do is circle back to you in 18 months. And I just think it's a little bit premature and a little bit disappointing to see 2028 and 2029 graduates who are eighth graders who haven't even played an inning of high school baseball spending money to go and throw a ball on somewhere. And some of these events are not cheap. I have some issues with it. I think that people need to strongly consider what they're doing and why they're doing it when it comes to stuff like that. And my personal stance is that there's a lot of 2027s that I'm seeing video of being 75 to 78, 77 to 79, 79 to 82. And that's just not going to move the needle relative to the recruiting timeline right now. And I think you can get those numbers without having to pay for them and not rushing to go and showcase yourself. I have my issues with it. So I wanted to take a couple minutes here to kind of shed some light on that. But I'll kick it over to you for a few of your thoughts on this particular topic.
Sure. You know, I think we're in agreement. I mean, we've talked about this a lot on here. You know, there's a whole slew of things, right? Like it's the timing of things. It's the NCAA rules. Like the only thing that you can, and I, at such a young age, it just doesn't bear truth really anymore in the recruiting process. Like you could tell me you want to go to do a, you know, to get some metrics, maybe to have an online footprint or to experience what a showcase is like. But you can do those things. Like you don't really need an online footprint as an eighth or ninth grader, especially nowadays. Like they can't talk to you until you're going into your junior year of high school. So it doesn't matter. Your whole focus should be on development and getting bigger, faster, stronger, and trying to play as many innings and games as you possibly can. The showcase portion is so far from something that you need to be doing at that level. And it's you know, we talk to a lot of parents, and you know, it's the emails that they get. It's just getting beaten over the head with it, and then you know, you feel like you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and all these other things. Like, it's not what it was 5-6 years ago. The recruiting landscape has changed. There's no reason. What are eighth graders? They're 2029s.
Yeah, 2029s. I've seen way too many 2029s throwing bullpens.
Yeah, and paid 2029. So, like, I mean, off the top of my head, a 2027. In today, we're recording on February 3rd. So, in all intents and purposes, we're just going to use the start of the year because we did this a couple weeks ago. But a 2027 has like about 3 months till graduation. So you can tack on another 24 months to that, right? Is my math right on that?
Yeah, I think so. If you're 30s, right, then you're yeah. Addition of 24. So
for math's sake, us history majors, yeah. it's more like 28 months. But let's tack on another 24. So for math's sake, we're at 54. 52 to 54 months. Before you graduate high school, we can back it off and add another 12 into there for when you're recruiting. So, you know, conservatively, you're looking at 42 months until you're going to be recruited. 42 months. And I think that, like, that's something that you need to legitimately think, like, wrap your mind around 42 months. That is a long time. Like, no one cares what you did in eighth grade. And awesome for you. If you have goals and things that you aspire to and you want to do it, like, yeah, man, have at it. Go in that modified championship or play on, make the JV team and play JV and whatever it might be. Like, I'm not here to foo-foo anyone's goals. But the reality is, from the recruiting standpoint, it doesn't really matter. Like, what matters is you being able to be ready and be recruitable when the time comes for you to be seen and evaluated by college coaches. That's what matters.
Yeah. Until
and you can say, you can take that money. And I think the point in this is, aside from all of, you know, we don't like it. Look, I'm on record that I don't like guys throwing in January or February, especially that young, like the President's Day Classic or the Valentine's Day shootout. Like, no one's built up enough to do that safely, you know. But the other side of it is, like, take that money and invest in yourself. Get in the weight room, get a strength coach, go get lessons, whatever it might be. Use that money to do something else, because you'll get far more out of that money, your return on investment there, than you will on a showcase that you spent when you were in eighth grade, because it doesn't matter. No college coach in the country is going to be like, whew, 68 to 70 in eighth grade. We got to follow up on this kid in 42 months.
But he moves.
Not going to happen.
I mean, not to beat a dead horse, but even if you're one of the best players in the country, and we've talked about that early recruiting period post sophomore year, you know, that June, July window ahead of the August 1st contact date. If you're one of the very small percentage of kids that is good enough to get actively recruited by the top schools during that window, you're still 28 to 30 months away from throwing a pitch that's going to move the needle for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the rules change, this conversation might be a moot point. But as it stands right now, the way the recruiting rules work, I think people need to think long and hard about when they showcase themselves, specifically when they're that young. And then even for the 27s, being smart about what you're doing and understanding timelines for recruitment and what your current level is and where you are in the country in terms of timing for preparation. Like, we've talked about this. If you're in Texas or Florida or California, like, some of the high school stuff's already starting up. That's a little bit different. But if you're a Northeast kid, you play cold weather, like I'm in Virginia, it was 7 degrees here a couple weeks ago. Like, high school has not started down here. These guys are a little bit farther along. But, you know, if you're a 2027 and you're 77 to 80, like, the harsh reality of it is, until you make a significant jump, you're not somebody who's getting recruited this summer. You'd be better off saving your money to exactly what you're talking about. Don't rush to the showcase portion of it. If you're working with a pitching coach at one of these facilities, most of them have TrackMan or Raf Soto or some sort of velocity, ability to track velocity. Like, you can get that there and gauge where you are. But I think it just not rushing to this stuff, I think, is really important for a variety of different reasons. One of them being health, and then one of them just fully understanding how this whole process works. And so much happens for kids between the ages of 14 and 17. I mean, there's 2026s who weren't getting recruited at all, who are going to pop up this spring, who are going to get Division I offers left and right because they got a lot better. So putting pressure on a kid, having them perform in one of those situations, I have a hard time finding many reasons that justify it. You'd have to really present a very well thought out argument as to why a 2029 should be thrown at an indoor event this time of year.
Yeah, I don't think there,
if anybody's got the argument, hit us up on Twitter because I'd love to hear it. But I've racked my brain on this for about 10 or 12 days at this point.
Wow, you've been sitting on it for that long.
I've been sitting on it because Keith, you know me, I don't like to jump to conclusions. I try to understand people's perspectives and figure out, I cannot wrap my head around a 2029 thrown at a showcase event right now. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I can't find an angle where I come back to it and go, that might actually make sense. Haven't found it yet.
Because I don't think that there's – I haven't thought about this for 10 to 12 days for everyone who's listening. However, I have given it a tad bit of thought because we've talked about this for a couple of days now. But I don't think that there is – I don't know if I could be convinced – given the current state of college baseball recruiting, that going to events when you're in eighth or ninth grade is worth it. Because even if you want to make the argument that you're one of the best in the country and you're going to go to, like, where are you going? Like, there's not a college coach in the country under the current recruiting landscape, that's going to show up and watch a 2029 or a 2028 this summer. Because they have to get into the portal, then they have to get they have to supplement with their high school guys in the 2026 class. So, like, the 2029s are a complete afterthought in 2028s. Like, you know, I'll a 1,000,000,000% make an argument on 2027s, like top notch 2027s. Yeah. Okay. They're going to get recruited this summer, but 28s and 9s, like, I'm flabbergasted. Like, there's no argument that I think you could try to make to me that it's worth it, other than you're trying to get metrics to maybe eventually get seen on the national stage. But even then, like, it doesn't matter. If you just continue to get better, you're going to get seen anyways.
Yeah, I agree. Focus on getting better. Make yourself undeniable in the recruiting process. That's where your focus should be when you're that young. I mean, shoot, first things first, like, let's try to throw a varsity inning.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this before too. I think that, you know, it's along the same lines as the outliers, right? Like, when you're that young and you're really, really good, generally speaking, like, you're an outlier. You're not the rule. Like, usually people are going to, you know, continue to catch up to you, and you're going to plateau at some point. Like, the idea is to stay ahead of the plateau so that you don't plateau and you continually get better. And, you know, doing this at showcases and things of that nature, I just don't necessarily think are the best. You know, if you want the showcase experience, go to a school camp that you're interested in from a school standpoint. You know, go spend $200 there instead of $500 at a showcase. Not to foo-foo the showcases. Those guys got to make a living too. This is a business. I get it. But understand where you are in the grand scheme of things from the recruiting landscape standpoint.
Well said. Anything else you want to add to that? This controversial topic?
I can't believe you've been sitting on this for 12 days.
I've been sitting on it. It has been marinating.
That's a long time for you. Usually we would have cut this a little bit earlier, but good for you. I'm glad you waited. I'm glad you were able to work it out, and we can release this to the world and then move on with our lives. And unless someone's going to DM us on Twitter or Instagram and give us an argument.
We'll have you on the pod if you can present a really good argument. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening this week. We'll come back. Maybe there'll be something new for me to stew over in the next 10 days. But thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.